There's an elegant, luxury charter yacht that's homeported in Newport Beach, California. One has to look closely at Dreammaker's lines to realize that this vessel was long ago a World War II Army Air Corps air sea rescue vessel. They were often referred to as crash boats. Today, Hornblower Cruises operates Dreammaker as a popular charter vessel for wedding parties, corporate events, family reunions, and more. But this is a story about Dreammaker's illustrious history and its ongoing relationship with World War II veterans, some who served as crew aboard crash boats. Come along and join Kathy Leak as she shares Dreammaker's fascinating story. Rebecca Melke with Hornblower Cruises. What a pleasure to see you again.
Always great to see you, Tom.
It's so fun. Here we are sitting on our yacht, the Mojo, right out of the Hollywood movies, literally.
I tell you, this is a favorite part of my job, I must say.
Not bad. There's a boat tied up to us right next door that's a legendary part of California history, of Hollywood, and bigger than life, part of World War II history.
Dreammaker, which I think you'll find has a really interesting history, military-based ship.
Oh, really? Do you know what its history is, the Dreammaker?
Well, we have an expert for you to talk to, but it's called a crash boat. These are high-speed military ships that were built to go to the rescue of pilots that crashed back in the war.
We're here with Kathy Leak, and we're on board a repurposed World War II naval crash boat with an incredible history that's now living a whole second life. Tell us about that journey.
This was an Army Air Force naval vessel. At that point, there wasn't the separation of Navy. So they wore sailor suits, but they were in the Army.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
But their primary mission was high-speed rescue of downed pilot.
Absolutely. Their whole purpose was to pick up downed pilots because the Japanese at that point in the Aleutian Islands were on their way to California. And so they had a lot of planes stationed up there, but they also knew that they were going to be shot out of the sky. So how could we save those guys? Most of the time they were not saved because the water was so frigid. When they hit the water, they had 5 minutes to pick them up. So the boats were really fast. They got them really fast, but most of the time it was like 10 minutes, and they were rescuing bodies.
So this boat looked very, very similar to the profile of a PT boat.
Similar, yes. It was a very fast boat. It was really not meant to be in the frigid parts of the world. Mm-hmm. The heating aboard it was really lousy. They even had ice inside the boat. So it looked pretty much like a snow vessel, it was packed with snow. The duty on board, they never had more than a half hour of duty because it was so cold.
Fast forward in time, it's now the 1990s, and this boat is on the cusp of living or dying.
Absolutely. Well, the boat was purchased to be a beautiful commercial vessel. And it was turned into a very lovely vessel here in Newport Beach and has been a quote-unquote party boat ever since. So its history was to be transformed, and it was transformed as you see it. It's beautiful. But the joy of this adventure was that one of the crash boat veterans actually had an original crash boat, and he did everything in his power during that year. He put about $250,000 towards it, and he refurbished it and made it look like the gentleman would have remembered it in World War II.
Authentic.
Very authentic. He did everything in his power because he was a historian himself. He did a beautiful job, and you'll see in the documentary that the gentlemen, when they went on board, they saw exactly where their bunk was. They saw where the wheelhouse was, and it looked like what they remembered.
And how were you involved in that whole restoration and working with the veterans?
I had nothing to do with the restoration of it because when I came on board in 1998, the vessel was already a beautiful party boat.
But you had
everything to do with reaching out to the veterans. And tell us about that.
The story started really in my early, like, first 6 months when I worked for Adventures at Sea Yacht Charters, which is now absorbed into Hornblower Yachts. I saw in the very early time that I was doing public relations for the boat, I saw this beautiful brass plate in the wheelhouse, and it said something about that the boat was actually a hero in World War II. And so I went to the owners and I said, what's this all about? What's going on? And they said, well, we've been kind of hunting in our free time, you know, the history of the boat, trying to figure some of that out. And I said, you know, I would really see this as a gift to our community to find out really the history of this beautiful boat. And they said, run with it, do whatever you can do to make that known. And I was at that point gifted to do that. I took about a year and a half, and it was an extraordinary adventure for me and a heartfelt adventure for the veterans.
You were involved in bringing the living veterans out for a ceremony.
Right. The way that I found them was a brother-in-law of mine was a lieutenant colonel in the Army at that time, and I went to him and I said, how do I find these guys from 50 years ago? And he said, just place an ad in Army Times, Navy Times, Marine Times, and he said, they read it from cover to cover, and you will get a call. And he was so right. The magazine editor gave me free ads in all of the magazines. They were placed within 3 months. I got my first call, and I'm about to get goosebumps because my first call was from the captain of our boat.
Wow, during World War II.
During World War II. And he said to me, said, my name is Les Adams. I was the captain of your boat. What can I do for you? And I said, I want to find every living crash boat veteran and give them a reunion that they will remember always. And he said, well, you're pretty lucky because I have the email addresses of all living crash boat veterans. And that was about 500 at that time. And he totally supported me. The attorney for the Crash Boat Association, which was in Alaska, he totally supported me also. And we sent emails out to this very complex list of guys, and they responded in such a beautiful way. Ultimately, I received an okay, I'm coming from 80 guys. And it was very cool because many of them were coming from really the outer parts of Alaska. One guy, in fact, actually had to drive 500 miles, take a bus 500 miles, take a little puddle jumper plane another 500 miles about, got on a plane, got to Seattle, got on another plane, got to Newport Beach. And he was one of the key people because he knew so much about the boats and he remembered so much. He actually kind of worked in that type of a career in his adult life. So he was a tremendous advantage. So that's really how I found them. I only had one pilot.
They had picked up.
That actually flew. He did not end in the water, okay, but he flew up there. And he said to me, he said, you know, I'd really like to come to your, what do you call it? But I have to, like, tend to the cows. So I called his wife, and I badgered her for about a month. And I go, you know, you really got to bring him because he's going to be such an important part. And she ultimately did. And when the event was over, after 4 days of them all being together, she came to me and she goes, I got my sweetheart back. So that was really great.
That's very touching.
It was very touching. And he was the one that was in the plane, you know, looking, you know, and trying to help find himself. It was a great
search experience. And rescue.
Yeah.
All right. So that was a while back.
That was a while back. Yeah. That was 1999.
So fast forward, here it is 2017.
Yeah.
And we're sitting aboard a repurposed World War II crash boat.
We are.
That has a whole nother life.
We are. She's got a long life. 1943 till now. I mean, she's like 90 years old.
And the name of the vessel today is?
The Dreammaker. And she did make a lot of dreams come true.
And that's where that name comes from.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And a part of the Hornblower fleet?
That's right. She's part of the Hornblower fleet. Now she's part of a very large fleet. So I think she has a little more attention.
And what does the boat typically do? Is it charter?
It's usually chartered for groups between like 50 and 100 guests for everything from weddings to anniversary parties. It has had quite a life.
Nobody would know at first glance that this was a hero of World War II.
No one would ever know. Mm-hmm. If you were knowledgeable about machinery and you went down into the bowels of this boat, you would see things that gave you the sense that she was old. Mm-hmm. But pretty much everything else you see looks pretty new. I have a couple stories, okay? One of them happens to be one of the vets had Alzheimer's at the time that I sent out the call for the crash boat veterans. And his son answered me, and his son said, "My dad has Alzheimer's. When I'm with him, I can, of course, take him places, but I must stay in contact with him. I must have his arm." And there are very few things that we can see that will really cause an emotional reaction with him. Mostly he's kind of melancholy, but he said, "I would like to give this offer to my dad, and I know that it's kind of edgy for you as the person that's in charge of all of this that you might not want to even deal with that, but I will promise you that I will hold his hand the whole time." And the idea that we're going on the original vessel as it will look, as he would remember it, would be pretty incredible. So the gift that happened was he went on to the boat, the original one in Long Beach, with his son next to him, and the cameraman was in the bunk area. And they were remembering that there were only 12 to 15 gentlemen serving aboard. He went over to this bunk and he grabbed onto it and he turned to the camera and he said, "This is where I lived in 1944. Number one, he said it. Yeah. Number two, his son heard it.
And he put it together.
Three, we have it on film.
Wow.
So it was pretty incredible.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. So one of the gentlemen also served on Air Force One under the Kennedys. So he was in the Royal Navy prior to coming to America. So he was in the Royal Navy, then he came to America, then he served on Air Force One after that with the Kennedys.
20th century history, yeah. Living. And you were there, blessed to be able to meet them and visit with them.
Absolutely. And as I was telling one of the hornblower people, she said, "Oh, I used to be a reporter." I said, "Well, you'll totally get this." The first day that the gentleman arrived, we had a press conference aboard the Dreammaker. The gentlemen that really were very invested in this project stepped forward and they spoke very elegantly. And all of the newspapers that were here took pictures, and it was like a 3-hour process. A lot of information was taken at that time. So they were on the cover of the lifestyle section of the LA Times on Veterans Day 2000, and I was able to deliver those newspapers to their front door at the Atrium Hotel. So when they stepped out that morning, they were on the front page.
I love it. And what happened to the sister ship, the crash boat that was restored?
Where it's still there.
It is in Long Beach?
It's still sitting in Long Beach. You know the bridge that you take when you're going over from, not Seal Beach, but you're going into Long Beach? If you look over your left shoulder, it's sitting right there.
How cool.
So it was a gift to them through a gift that was so graciously given to me.
Yeah, and it lives on.
It does. It keeps living on.
And what do you do today?
Today I have actually parlayed that PR business into a business that I actually call on hotel concierge with a listing of a maximum of 25 fun things to do in Newport, of which Hornblower is listed there.
Well, Kathy Lake, thank you so much for sharing.
It was great.
Yeah. Thanks. And for further information?
Oh, my goodness. You can email me at communityhotsheet@gmail.com.
Excellent. That works. Thanks again.
Thank you. That was delightful.
Fascinating.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Newport Beach, California, aboard Dreammaker. To learn more about Dreammaker, log on to hornblower.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.